Good morning, Charles.
Good morning, Cheryl.
Yes, do you feel better this morning than yesterday?
Yes, I feel better.
Well, that's good. Well, anyway, what are your expectations for today? You said yesterday
Today,
that you had several meetings.
yes, today, I also gonna I'm also gonna have the meeting to prepare the next project evaluation. You know, the
Product evaluation,
project.
a project
Yes,
evaluation.
you know, every year I should take the project evaluation from government. Upon government, so on December, in December, I'm gonna take the evaluation for my project. So I should prepare, and I will invite some expert from outside to evaluate my project,
What do you
and
mean outside?
outside means the without the. Without my staff and my researchers, when you prepare, evaluate our project, we don't know our some problem and our lack of something, so we need the.
Outsiders.
Yes, outsiders' view and opinion.
Okay. So these are experts.
Yes.
I see. Well, anyway, I can hear that you are getting ready with your book. So
Yes.
let's get to it. Well, but first I have a question, Charles. Do you think the world is rich? R-I-C-H. Rich.
No, I don't know. You know, in the world, there are more than 6 billion peoples. So some of them are very rich, but some of them are very poor. I think among the people in the world, only a certain percent. I'm not sure the number, but it's only less than 20%. 20% people are rich.
20%
Yes,
of the
20%.
world's population.
Yes, world population rich, but except 20%, the remain the 80%. Are not rich. Some of them are poor in, for example, in Africa, in
In
India,
Sudan, India,
Sudan, India.
Nigeria,
Ah, yes, the Nigerian Sudan. Sudan
Somalia,
is in Africa, and
Yemen, and let's not forget Kenya.
Yes, as beside 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 the Africa, the some countries in Asia and in Europe are also poor.
So what's going on? A lot of people say, Charles, that oh, the world is rich, but why people are starving?
It's because the I think we can guess that there are many reasons why some people are rich, but some people are starving. I think it's because I think the main reason is in environment and ability,
Environment,
environment and ability.
ability.
You know, in Africa, there is only a little amount of rainfall,
Of
so
rain, a little amount of
people,
rainfall.
yeah, rainfall. People cannot plant the rice and some rice cone.
Crops.
Yes, crops.
So I
And
think
another reason is the ability and the infrastructure,
ability of the
and
government.
ability of the people and the government.
Meaning the people have no knowledge
Yes, exactly. Knowledge
in
and
farming.
experience, knowledge and experience for farming.
They lack training, you mean?
Direct training, and they don't have enough infrastructure
The
and the
government
money.
should be responsible, right? When the people have no knowledge, right?
No. I don't think so. It's because a company is also a complex of people, so it's not responsible for government. They don't have any some
Sources.
fundamental resources and fundamental fund to raise people's experience, to raise people's knowledge.
To develop, right?
Yes,
Develop.
yes.
I see. Another reason could be conflicts.
Complex.
Conflict. Conflict.
What's the meaning
War.
of the complex?
War.
Sorry?
War.
World?
This one, WAR.
Yes.
War.
Yes,
Conflicts or war in many parts of Africa.
yes, I think so. It's the only reason. I think it's a minor reason of the
Minor
stuff.
is a minor.
Yeah, minor reason of starving. It's because
Aha.
if they have if they are rich and if they have
Abundant, abundant
if they have abundant
supply.
supply, they are not complain their government.
They don't complain.
They don't complain. They might satisfy with their country and satisfy with their society. So they don't against they are not against government.
Right. So when there's a conflict,
When we were very poor,
Who, South Korea?
yes, when we were very poor, it's about 30 years, 40 years ago, we also had the serious problem. The soldiers against the soldiers were against the
The
government
government.
were and there was they striked they striked
So many people
and
were
they
displaced, Charles.
yes, exactly. They wanted to get the power.
Or
It's
maybe
because at that time people were very people were the people were not satisfied with their society and their country.
Yes, that's right, Charles. Well, anyway, we can now get to the next question under news talk, right?
Yes.
We are in number two already.
Yes.
Please read and respond. Go.
Page 11, number 2. What is the implication of scarcity in the economy?
Oh, yes.
It's implication of scarcity in the economy. So
Does
some
the
resources.
government need to rescue, the people?
I mean the which part? Page
In
11.
supplying or in making ways to meet the needs of the people.
Yes. I think it's imbalance between the needs and the supply. It's the implication meaning of scarcity.
Okay, so there is a direct impact in the economy when we experience scarcity. And of course, when a product is scarce, the price is much higher, right? So there's a relationship, there is an impact of scarcity in our economy. It will not be good. So, number three.
Yeah, in your opinion, are there any advantages of shortage?
Can you think? Is
No,
this a
I
silly
think
question?
yes, it's silly and it's irony.
But some businessmen could take advantage of scarcity.
Oh, yes, it is. Yes, it's it is somewhat a chance to get to get chance to get more money.
Yes, and some of them would hoard, Charles. They don't release the products.
Yes, I think
They hoard
so.
products.
Yes. If okay, for example, if someone has a big container, he might hold some items when the item is abundant, and he can release when it's out of season, and he might get he might be getting more money.
This is a violation, right?
Yes, violation, but if he don't break the violation, he can get
It's a
money.
violation, and people
It's
don't
like,
know.
oh yes, but it's like the advantage of his infrastructure. His if he doesn't if it doesn't have a big container, he cannot get such big the fortune, such big money.
Yes. So, thank you, Charles. Let's get to another one.
Okay, Paul. When a country suffers from a scarcity, can you classify them as a third world country? What's your answer? Can you classify them as a third world country?
I think it depends on the length of time because sometimes scarcity is just temporary.
Yes, if it's a temporary problem, it's not
You
it is
cannot
not
consider
classified to
the place as third world.
third world, but it's a serious problem. You can classify it as a third world.
Right. I mentioned to you rice was very expensive many years back in my
In your country?
country, so we imported rice from
From where?
Vietnam.
Vietnam, Myanmar.
Myanmar is another place. Yes, so we ate Vietnam rice instead of Philippine rice. And Vietnamese farmers or students actually studied in UP how to plant rice in 1980s.
1980s.
Yeah,
Oh,
so we
so.
taught them how to plant, how to cultivate, their land so they could plant rice. But many years after, we found ourselves just importing rice from them. But it's okay. It's a what is that, Charles? What kind of relationship is that, Charles? Give and take? Give and take relationship between two countries. I remember also.
What happened to you the between the what happened to you for 30 years? 40 years.
Oh yes. Just the same. Charles,
Just
just the
saying.
same. And we had also scarcity
But now you don't have a shortage of rice anymore.
We still have rice, but it's
You
expensive. Many people
mean the
complain
sh
about the prices.
sh shortage of rice?
I can feel that we have, but rice is expensive.
The previous we also the consume we also ate and consume the large amount of rice a year. But at the moment our rice consumption is less and less. It's because
Why?
the people's income is higher. People don't consume, don't eat the rice more. And instead of eating rice, we can eat bread and we can eat more
Oh,
the
so you mean there are other
and
options
yes,
aside from
we have
rice?
other options. We have other options, and I think if your income is higher, your shortage of rice problem might. Will be could be solved.
Right. But as I was telling you, people complain about expensive rice in the Philippines. But with scarcity, I think we don't have scarcity of rice these days. Yeah, because I think the consumption of rice is also lessened, like what you're experiencing.
I don't imagine. I think you have a vast, a very very large the cultivation the
Mm-hmm.
land cultivation space cultivation space, and you have low wage. You have many low age people. So what's going on? I think you can crop you can crop low price rice more.
Yeah. I think that's possible, but the government is not doing anything about that, and there are many land conversions happening, and there is no support.
How about the rice crop business?
Rice crop business. What do you mean? Cultivating, planting?
Yes.
Hmm.
If you if, okay, for example, if you can rent the large, if you can rent a vast land, and if you can hire low-wage people,
I know
and
now.
you can cultivate, and you can support, you can be the businessman for
Yeah, many
supplying
many people are
and
doing that.
rice.
Many people are doing that, but typhoons damage crops.
Okay.
Yeah, you know we have more than 20 typhoons a year.
Okay. I
So crops have
think
been damaged.
yes, it is
The reason, main reason, right? Right?
the critical reason.
Yes. It's beyond our control.
Okay,
Yeah,
okay.
it's a natural calamity. Well,
I
anyway, what
understand.
else?
Thank you.
Yes, so I have to see you tomorrow. Okay,
Okay,
so
bye-bye.
bye for now. Take care.
Bye-bye.